Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live from on Memorex. Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, default route. Happy Friday. I was thinking, as I usually always am, even when I'm asleep, I'm thinking. I like thinking. And I like thinking about the things that I want to think about, undistracted, for the most part. There are times where I do appreciate distraction. There are times when distraction and interaction with other human beings takes me to a higher vibration, a higher level, to a point that it just surprises me every time. It's just like, it's like, I was gonna say mesmerizing, but that's not the word. It's just astonishing that I can love being by myself within my own space, within my own headspace and all that so much. And yet, when I get around other people or get in that situation or go public, the high that I can achieve, the natural high that I can achieve. But anyway, I was thinking, in the game of life, I'm winning. In the game of life, I'm actually winning. And for me to tell myself something different, just because I want to keep my foot on the gas in life, just because I don't want to slack up, just because I want to, you know, keep the pressure on myself to achieve more, it would be a lie. And I do it. I over-dramatize stuff to myself. I make things seem a lot, quote unquote, worse than what they are. And I do it. I just do it, you know, to keep my humility. No, keep my, you know, drive going. That, oh, no, we got to do better. We got to do better. But overall, I was thinking as I'm walking out here on this gray, May gray day in Southern California. It's been almost like a couple weeks of this mess. I'm just saying, we pay way too much mortgage, way too much rent for it to be overcast like this. I'm just saying. But it is kind of refreshing. I'll give you that. It is a type of refreshing from the constant sun. There's been times when a couple times I flew back to LA, get off the airplane to LAX, and boom, that sun just hits me. And it was irritating. And I was like, oh God, here we go again. It's all this sunny and brightness and, you know, because I just came back from Ohio, where we had like every season, every day, and rain and the elements and trees, and humidity. And to come back here and boom, sunshine, just sunshine. Like that, Will Ferrell, when he said keep it something San Diego, or he was a weatherman, the weatherman thing, and it was like Southern California weather is the same all the time, sunny and 75 degrees. It's like, that's basically what it is. And in ways I do miss it, but I know it'll be back. I know come summertime, it'll be back. And it doesn't rain here that much. In fact, my nasals, I had nasal pain and pressure yesterday. It'd been a while since I had it. It was fairly bad yesterday too. It wasn't bad, but it was significant. I got through the day. I only worked 3 days this week too. I took Wednesday off. Check this out. Monday was a holiday. I didn't work Monday. I worked Tuesday. I woke up Wednesday. I didn't feel like doing it. So I called off. I forgot that I was off Monday. So I only worked like 3 days this week. Then I get two more. Then I work Monday. And I'm off Tuesday. Then I'm going to work Wednesday, Thursday. Then I'm off Friday. I'm grinding up my PTO. The next Friday, I'm off next Friday. I'm grinding up my PTO. And I need to... Oh, well, I am mindful of that. Ain't no sense in saying I need to. I'm mindful of it. But the whole thing is, I'm out here, I'm winning. I'm winning. And I don't even mean winning compared to other people or other situations, though that could definitely play a part in it. But, you know, I'm doing good. Weight-wise, work-wise, kept my yearly review yesterday. The word excellence was thrown around. Got a raise. Making more money than I ever have in my life. You know, things are good. And I struggle with my weight because I want to. It gives me pleasure. I enjoy it. So if you enjoy a struggle, is it really struggling? If you enjoy the struggle, is it still a struggle? If you do something you love, is it work? Yeah, because work is the expenditure of energy. So to be honest, and I always say, even play is work. Traveling and doing leisure, that's work. It takes energy. Going to concerts, especially following that damn band, following Parliament Funkadelic, you're from one show to the other, that's work. My God. Like coming up next week, two shows, Vegas and San Diego. That's work. You got to drive and, you know, do stuff. You got to hit these metrics and places you got, spots you got to hit. And by spots, I mean you got to be a certain place at a certain time. You got to, you know, hotels, and then you got to drive across so-and-so, so-and-so, you know. Wake up next morning after the show, check out the hotel, drive to San Diego. And then you're going to have some hours to where, you know, you won't have anything to do or where to go. You got to make up that time somehow. And there's ways to do it. And actually, that's fun. Strategizing that is fun. Figuring on that is fun. Because I can... On my way back from Vegas, I can stop by my mother's, actually. Which I might do, because I might go out there before I go. Blah, 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 blah. And I just got to strategize that out. Driving to the airport. Actually, going to drive and park my car at the airport since I'm only going to be gone for 2 days. And when I fly back, I'm going right to work. Fly back that morning, go right to work, work in the office, and drive home. Well, I might drive, not even drive home, I might drive to my mother's. Work out there that Thursday. Then go to Vegas from there on Friday. It's beautiful. You know, something like that. Starting to put everything together. Get rooms and rental cars and the such. Get ready for it. Getting ready for the big graduation party coming up. Granddaughter coming out. And that's the week after. So summertime is starting to, my calendar is starting to get full. I mean, well, not full, but full considering how much I like not to do nothing. Mr. Scale told me 2.215.4 this morning, which surprised me. It was lower than I expected, considering my antics. But I, again, go back to my earlier statement that I'm winning. And my mother used to say something like, where the circumstances of your life rescue you, where your basic foundation and core understanding and natural tendencies protect and rescue you before you even think about it. You make moves and directions and decisions before you even think that protect you. Everybody doesn't have that. Though it should come naturally. Well, nothing should do anything, but you would think it would come naturally to an instinctive creature. But I've seen creatures that just aren't instinctive. I've seen human beings that just don't have that. They just don't have the instinct to protect themselves. And I'm not talking about not capability, not being like physically strong or aggressive or quote unquote violent or physical like that. They just don't have the sense. They don't have sense. They don't have the sense to react or have that adrenaline come up or that fear kick in or that sense of urgency kick up in certain situations. And we need all kinds, that's what I say. We need all kinds. But I discussed that part earlier in the other podcast. Do we really need all kinds? No, we don't need nothing. But that's just what I like to say, because I believe that the diversity of life will help life survive. So that's why I say we need all kinds. I have intention. I have an intention towards the survival of life. And I believe the survival of life could be based on diversity. So therefore, I have an intention of what it should be. And basically, that's all what anybody can have. There is no God. There is no universal truth. There is no nothing set completely in stone. There's no, as far as what I see of life, there's nothing that can't be rewritten. There is absolutely nothing that can't be rewritten. And it may even be rewritten. Everything may be rewritten. There's nothing that just is fundamentally to the core. Even physics. The more we learn about the quantum realm and quantum particles, what's it called? Particles, physical particles? What's it called? Yeah. Primary particle, whatever the word is, particles. The more we learn that there's more to it. And along those lines, I also believe that life and the evolution of universes and everything started before this universe. Because I do subscribe to the Big Bang theory. For whatever reason, you know, I probably can look into that and probably question why I believe that. But I do subscribe to the Big Bang theory of the universe, you know, expanding and all that, starting from singularity. And they say everything, time started and everything started at the Big Bang. But I believe that all this, even life, the basic fundamentals of life started before the Big Bang. It's evolved through universes. I believe in multiple universes. Not parallel, but multiple universes. And I believe that whatever this universe just didn't start from zero. It just didn't start from zero. It started with some data or some experience or event or phenomena that came before it somehow and was passed through singularity, or maybe the way singularity was built helped determine the universe. And as I look at life, life evolved to be so complex in a short amount of time that I also believed that this life process, life mechanism, or life whatever started trillions of years ago. It had almost an infinite amount of time of trial and error. I didn't believe in evolution, trial and error. One is successful, one is not. And it just has so many chances of all this coming together to form life that it was basically inevitable. It was probably basically inevitable because there's so many trillions and trillions and trillions of chances over trillions and trillions a year. I mean, numbers we can't even imagine. We could barely imagine a billion. We think we can. We say it's 13.4 billion years. It's like 1,000,000,000. And 1,000,000 is something that we think just because we hear it thrown around all the time. You know, player salaries, millions a year. This, we get used to hearing it. But we actually probably can't really understand what 1,000,000,000s is in a true sense of what's going on. But we can hope to try to understand it, and that we can kind of get a feeling of what 100 is, what 1,000 is, what the 000s are. But to really billions of years, trillions of years, some things are just so far away and just so huge. There are objects and entities and phenomena in this universe that are just so big that we can't even imagine. You know, we just can't imagine how big the sun is compared to us because it's so far away. And Jupiter and all the planets, you know, you study them. I've been studying them for, you know, most of my life. And to actually, you know, they show these comparison charts and comparison memes or whatever of, you know, here's the Earth and here's the sun. And you get an idea. That helps. That definitely helps. But there's stars out there that make the sun look like nothing, you know? Make the sun look like a tiny speck. So, and as far as time goes, we're here for maybe 13, 14 billion years, and they say the sun may go for another 5 billion years or so. Let's say the sun goes for, say, 50 billion. It could be that 50 billion is a blink of an eye. In the cosmos, and it is. If you really stop and think about it, 50 billion is just a blink of an eye. If universes, if there's a trillion, trillion universes, trillion, trillion, this has been going on. This little 20, 25 billion year long lasting universes. Boop, just a blip. And we're looking at it from where we can barely understand what 1,000,000 is, let alone 1,000,000,000. So It's and that part, those are the things that fascinate me. Those are the things that really fascinated me. I'm really struck and taken and more impressed with the stuff that I don't know than the stuff that I do. I'm really in love with the stuff that I don't know. Learning stuff or whatever. That's the stuff that I don't know is the stuff that really gets my juices going, turns me on. So happy Friday on this gloomy day. May gray. It's not June gloom. Not till tomorrow. Tomorrow the first. First, second. Yep, tomorrow's June 1st. Tomorrow's June 1st. And we'll go from there. I was thinking about seeing P-Funk. Just now went through my head. You probably saw me kind of go away. Thinking about seeing P-Funk Tuesday. And I kind of went through a scenario where I ran into Carlon, Mrs. Carlon Thompson Clinton, and Mr. Clinton before the show or something. And in the moment, I was expressing gratitude for all these years of the music that I've been able to enjoy. And I was thinking the shout out I got when he got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I never finished my thought on that. I had made a video, but audio didn't come out. And I never finished my thought because I was still in the oh, it's about me phase. I was still in the, not overwhelmed, but still not in shock, but you know, like I'm still in the, oh, phase. And then when I came out of it, I made a video just giving gratitude for the whole, my whole journey with P-Funk and Mr. Clinton's role in it. And maybe my role too, you know. Whatever role I played in P-Funk. P-Funk, not P-Funk the band, P-Funk the history, the ideology, the music. And I was going over a scenario where, you know, I expressed my gratitude and some sentiment over the whole art, soul experience, because to be honest with you, Mrs. Thompson Clinton to me seems to have been getting a bit mushy. And I know everybody has their moments. But that mushiness makes me think something might be going on. Like that final tour label might be for real. Or something like that. But she wrote some very deeply felt posts that hit me, struck me, definitely touched me. I was included in one of them, and it got me to thinking. Something might be going on anyway, because regardless, at some point, one way or the other, it's going to end or change. It might be tomorrow, might be a year from now, might be 5 years from now. But it's going to change or end. There's no doubt about that. And no matter what we do, no matter how we want to do it, it's supposed to. It's not supposed to last forever. And that's okay. That's completely okay. That is completely okay. With me, with everybody, with all that matters, with all that goes with it. Now I'm just talking. I'm gonna let this guy walk by. Let him get him. And I walk backwards to keep, you know, keep my steps going. Let him get ahead of me. People walk. I ain't ashamed of acting like I don't want to be around you. Maybe some people don't want to do that because of the whole Black Lives Matter movement. They don't want to do anything to offend black people. I don't want to be around you. I'm under COVID protocol still. 6 feet. And when I was under COVID protocol, I was doing 12 feet. When COVID protocol was enacted, I was doing 12 feet. So now I'm back to 6. You don't offend me by moving across the street. Actually, you might, depending on what kind of mood I'm in. Let's be honest. Depending on what kind of mood I'm in and how it hits me. But I do it to people. I see people coming, and I kind of do it obnoxiously just enough to let them know that I'm irritated by them sometimes. Why are you here on this street? This is my street. It's not even my street. It could be on their street. Why are you in my world? Why are you disturbing my groove? I kind of swing way out. Especially when they be on bikes. And I be walking on the walk path, and it be a biker riding on the walk path. You know, because some of them are elderly, some of them are old or young or whatever. Well, the young ones, I don't mind. Kids, I don't mind. And, but some of them aren't like avid bikers. So they, you know, want to play it safe or stay safe in the easier lane, because sometimes bikes come flying by you. And that could be daunting. I did that on purpose with the leaves. And that can be daunting, so I understand. But sometimes it's this group of old guys to be riding, and they always talking. Jibber, 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 jibber. And they get, like to ride right beside each other. And they take up the whole damn lane, both sides. And then you know what that group think? What a bunch of old people. They need to like, one need to slow down and speed up, and they need to line up and get them more of a single file line when they come upon people. So, over the months, I will say years, but probably over the months, when I see them, I swing way out, walk in the grass or whatever, just let them know, Y'all taking up too much space. I don't want y'all around me. I think they started to get the hint. Because you do see the same people. You do see people. And you kind of, you make acquaintances. You make acquaintances. Like the mailman, when I'm walking down here, me and him always speak. We've seen each other for a couple years now. And one of the homeless guys that's always on my default path, I saw him walking on my alternate route someplace. I saw him walking down the street pushing his cart, walking down my alternate route, someplace way, away from where I usually see him. And I looked up, he saw me, we waved at each other like, hey. He's like, hey, hey, you remember me. I'm like, hey, man, you know, what you doing out here? You know? So that was cool. And just see, you know, he started, and one lady I used to see, I hear a lot. You know, we wave. I just like to wave people. I don't want to start talking to them. I don't want to have that, you know, that unspoken obligation to have to speak. I don't want to open that up. And I kind of did with the mailman. So now every time I walk by him, I got to have words ready. There was one time I was walking by this lady. I just waved at her. And she stopped me. And wanted to talk. This one, you know. See me out here a few times, blah, blah. And we talked, and, you know, of course, my personality came out. And, of course, I charmed her. Probably not even intentionally. But, and she said, oh, you got such a nice smile. You should smile more often. Look at me. I guess basically you're saying, you look at me when you walk. And I was like, yes, thank you very much. Yes, that's the goal. Thank you for letting me know that it's working. She said, oh, you should smile more often. Look at you. Yeah. Nope. I'm out here to walk, not to socialize. So happy Friday, boys and girls. I love my life. I love being Jeffrey. I love what Jeffrey has built for Jeffrey. And I guess I may say, you know, I wasn't the only one who helped build this. A lot of people, a lot of resources went into it, from teachers to coaches to bosses, supervisors, parents, family, friends, everybody, everything, haters, enemies. All of that goes into being this. But I designed it. I laid the blueprint. This is what I think it should be. I'm attempting to live what I think it should be. And as I said earlier, I'm winning. Because if not for anything, I'm winning because I'm doing what I want to do. And I believe myself to be the person that I always wanted to be. Bottom line, purely subjective. I'm very, very, very much the person that I wanted to be, even in my laziness, even in my, well, I guess is laziness. It's not laziness. I see it when I said I'm winning. I have to admit it. I'm not lazy. I'm not hardly lazy. But I call it laziness. I can have lazy periods. Like coming up this weekend, laying in the bed, Oh my God. I gotta have a couple good days though. I really do need to have a couple good days. I really, really, really do need to have a couple good days on the weekend. Meaning, I should. What I wanna do is act like it's a work day. Keep the same schedule as a work day, but work on my stuff. Have that kind of discipline. Like it's a regular work day. Get up at 9:10, get my steps, come back, shower, get put on them same nasty clothes that I wear for months. Get my breakfast, my grits, cottage cheese, and half a link, half Italian sausage, and water, and vitamin. Let's go through that same thing, but do it and work on Jeffrey TV. I have about 550 files, which is probably about a couple hundred podcasts, because I have an audio version and a video version. I'm out here, I record these things. They're video. And I record it in a video format that I can just upload it. I can upload it. In fact, when I'm walking, I'll name it and I'll upload it while I'm walking. So by the time I get home, there's no post-production. I record it, I name it, I upload it, boom. Then I upload it to YouTube and YouTube transcribes it. YouTube will give me a text of the stuff I'm talking about. And then I can use that text to run through AI to create a slick little, summary or description. I tell it to create tags for me, create a title, blah, 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 like that. So I got maybe probably about 230, maybe, videos that need to be processed. What I do is I take those videos and I run them through. I take those videos and I run them through audio converter to pull out the MP3 and 96K voice ready MP3 that I use to create the podcast on my website. And I got Blueberry, it's a podcast aggregate that pulls a podcast from my website, from my RSS feed, and posts it to Spotify and other places. So and I got like a couple. My goal, what I want to do for whatever reason, is to get them all processed. I want to process every file. I got video files, me just messing around, testing microphones, just talking. I want to go through every one of them. My idea is to go through, touch, and look at and evaluate every one of them. To pull this, anything I said in there, any gem of wisdom or anything, that's just my idea. I'm going to go through every single one of them. I can delete some, get rid of some, or categorize them and put them categorized, at least get them categorized and then put them away. Because I got another hard drive. I got a few hard drives, in fact, that, just empty. Because I went to SSD, so I got the old IDE drives. They work pretty good for storage, They work pretty good for storage. They're fast enough for storage. Backup. So I got that. And that's, my data's backed up and encrypted and saved and all that good stuff. Here's your boy. He'd be biking, wearing flip-flops. He like one of those not wrestler looking dudes, but he got the haircut, the goatee, the earring, the sunglasses, you know, that kind of, you know, kind of buff, you know, from working out and stuff, that look, you know, he'd be biking wearing flip-flops. Kills me. But anyway, you see the same people, see what I mean? See the same people. Look at my buddy up there that I was talking about. Been seeing here for a few years now in this area. And he do this like jerky thing. And he be talking to people who ain't there. He be talking to stuff. And he started doing this jerky stuff. First I thought he was getting violent. But this guy, he's a cool cat. You know, he always says hi and speaks. In fact, I should put him on. I think I will when I get closer. I think I'll put him on. Hey, I wonder, what is this recording? Is it recording? What size is this recording? I ain't touch it. Looks like it might be bigger. I thought it was supposed to be almost square. See, there go. And he got tattoos, like I said, balding, goatee, kind of muscular, you know, flip-flop looking. See, you see my boy? Yeah, here, doing his thing. That's him. He be getting it. He's cool. In fact, I might give him some money one day. I might donate something. That's how much I'm used to seeing him out here. Because I don't be giving money to people. I don't be doing that. That's not my thing. So, I could do that. If I could do that Saturday and Sunday, or each Saturday, at least Saturday, and if I see if I do that, and my weight doesn't go up like it usually does on the weekend, or just keep it from going up. It's definitely not going up like it used to. I can definitely say that. That's why I say I'm winning. I'm definitely much better than I used to. In fact, my craving for sweets is minimal, if at all. In fact, I got some brownies left over. Been in there for a couple weeks, it seemed like. I did have some Swedish fish and ginger snaps over the weekend, but that was just on one day, or maybe a day and a half. I'm not having my usual sweet snack before bed every night, no more. Especially during the week, definitely not during the week. I just don't have that, but my blood pressure is up probably because I'm on a salt kick and I bought lemon pepper is the best, oh my god, but my blood pressure is up, so I gotta monitor that and work on that, and I will. And I'm out here now, Mr. Scale to 215.4. It's not terribly hot out here, so I'm not doing a lot of sweating. Of which, kind of disillusioning, I went walking. After I ate, I woke up Saturday. I didn't feel like doing nothing, so I ate a couple hot dogs, Tay Tots French fries, drink, blah, blah, blah. And then I went back to bed, and I got up. And I think my weight was something like 217 when I woke up. Then I walked, got back from my walk. It was in the evening, so I kind of sweated. You know, it was warmer in the evening, sun, so I kind of sweated. So when I got back, it was 215.4, something like that. It went from 217 before my walk to 215 after my walk. And I didn't eat anything. I just drank water for like maybe 2-3 hours. And I got on the scale, and that weight went back up to 217 just from drinking water. So that kind of was disillusioning. Even though I know that this sweating, weight loss is an anomaly. I know it is. And I've said it before. So I know it isn't, but I don't care because I like seeing that low number. So there you have it. Anyway, happy Friday ends. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.